Englisch Musterprüfung 2.
Part 2.
Hi Laura, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's so great to finally talk to you after all of these emails. How are you doing in good old Germany, Ralph?
Well, I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm fine too, thanks. Let's get down to business right away, shall we? In your last email, you informed me that your head teacher gave you the green light to establish a partnership with my school. That's great, because 2 days ago, I got the final go-ahead from our principal too. You also told me that you wanted to conduct a survey among your students in ninth grade to find out how many of them would like to participate in our exchange program. Do you have any results yet?
Yes, I do. We have about 90 students in ninth grade at our school, and 15 of them have expressed a strong interest in taking part. What do you think would be a suitable number of students for our exchange program?
Well, I think we should have no more than 8 students. I will probably have some difficulty in getting as many as 8 students to participate in exchange program with Germany. You see, here at Wingfield High, German is a voluntary subject, chosen by only about a dozen students every year.
Oh, I see. Then we should indeed have a maximum of 8 students. For you, this means you will have to beat the big drum for our exchange program. For me, however, this means that I will have to find some way of selecting 8 out of those 15 students who are interested in the program.
Listen, Ralph, there is one more thing we need to discuss at this point. It is now the beginning of October. Do you think it is realistic to schedule the first exchange for spring next year?
Well, spring next year should be possible, I think. Would you like to come to Germany with your students first, or should our students start off the exchange program by going to Ohio first?
My guess is that your students' command of English is much better than our students' command of German. It might therefore be easier if your students started our program off. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it is. Would 2 weeks in April be a good period of time for our first visit?
To be honest, I would prefer May. First, this will give us more time to prepare things. Second, the weather in May is usually a lot better than in April, which means we will have more opportunities to organize outdoor activities. However, as far as the duration of the exchange visits is concerned, 2 weeks sounds quite appropriate to me.
Okay then, let's say we'll call each other again in about 4 weeks to discuss what progress we will have made by then. What do you think?
Fine with me. It's been really nice talking to you, Ralph. Take care.
The pleasure has been all mine. Good luck to you in terms of finding 8 students for the program. Talk to you in 4 weeks' time. Bye.